Blog Talk Radio.
Within the laws of the United States, it's important for me to respect other people's boundaries, because if I'm going to get along with them or get along with other people, I have to respect their boundaries, meaning they have a home, I don't go to it if they don't want me there. If they want me to come in near them, I can't be around them. I can't touch them if they don't want me to, especially someone, it's going to be someone I know, etc., etc. I learned in life that one thing that was concerning that I learned a common theme that of overcoming and things that are related to people who did not know how to respect boundaries. When I was young, I guess people trespass, you know. Like, for instance, I was living in some home, and somebody just walked into the room without me knowing. I was laying there, I'm like, can't you open, knock on the door? It's courtesy. It's respect. But as I get older, I guess I came across individuals who did not understand basic common sense. And that concerns me. I mean, in order for this country to exist and to continue to stay in continuum, and you have to, boundaries, laws have to be respected. I mentioned things about voyeurism in the past, allegations, it was just allegations that dealt with issues with boundaries. I don't go and trespass on somebody's home or go and look at somebody's home with a legal device, looking at them showering or something, or follow somebody around stalking when they don't want me to. Those are boundaries. So, and of course, that's laws, you know. You can go to jail for doing that and stuff like that. Of course, I will say that I abide by the law. I have to. I mean, someone like me, if I didn't, I would be in jail. I don't want to go to prison. So I'm going to respect all the boundaries. And in order for me to keep my friendships and have stability in my life with other people and not to fall apart, I have to respect all those people's boundaries. Even though, you know, in some instances with personal people, friendships, you know, they're still continue of learning when to come and when not to come. I must respect their boundaries and they must respect mine. I'm dealing with some people who did not understand that recently or currently, who do not understand how that I don't want them to come near me. I mean, I don't want them to come near my home or violate my privacy, all that stuff, et cetera, et cetera. But they do it anyway. So then I'm like, these people are, I consider, dangerous, because if they don't understand basic common sense and boundaries, they shouldn't be a part of society. I mean, I can understand if some extreme circumstances happen, like there's a big fire, burned down a house, you know, and I was in there. Yeah, I'm going to try to get out of there, and if I can't get out, someone's going to come in and try to rescue me and get me out of the house, because they don't want to see me die of smoke inhalation, you know, some fire, you know. That's a big, of course, that's acute, that's a real concern, yeah. But someone injured and fell from a building or something, they got injured, they broke a leg or something, they may need help to go to the hospital. Yeah, you didn't. Yeah, something, emergency that's actually happening. I mean, you really, it's actually happening. Other than that, no, you know. I did have a problem when I was in upstate New York and in New York City, Manhattan, where I seen a person, there was something going on, you know, somebody got their purse snatched, robbed, and they were screaming, and then people were just looked at them and kept walking like nothing happened. I mean, God, that's so cruel and cold. I think they're just as guilty as the person who committed the crime. I mean, yeah, they minded their business, respect boundaries, but when they see somebody getting hurt or robbed or some emergency, they just going to turn their nose and act like nothing happening. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I was in that sauce, something like that, I would be a good Samaritan. I would want to help that person. Of course, I want to keep myself. I mean, somebody had a fire or something. Yeah, I mean, I would keep my. I don't want to get burned, but I would call 911 for the fire emergency. Yeah, I would want to help them. That was so cruel. I will tell you one incident that happened with me, which was traumatic from my childhood. You know, I don't want to bring up too much stuff. I was near a hospital. I didn't know where to go because I got injured. I got beat up real badly for no reason. I got jumped, let's just say. And I was looking for somebody. I ran out of the park. My head was all bloodied. My My head was all bloodied, you know. I was jumped for no reason. Fought these, you know, guys blah, 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 and ran out. And I was like 4 to 15, and I was like, "Sir, can you help me go find out where the hospital is? Because my head is all bloodied. I got attacked." And the guy just turned his nose, didn't want to help me, and just ran off. And these people just turned their nose and just looked the other way. So I just went on my way. You know, I did find a hospital to fix me, you know, whatever. Where's the sister? God, they were so cruel. I mean, boundaries. Well, I know they were respecting, they were minding their business, but do you not think that, I also believe that violating someone's boundaries is being cruel to other people when they really need help. In my opinion, I think is another a different way is a violation of boundaries, because you're allowing something serious you're not helping. So how cold you are! The fire is burning from a house, and you just go and walk like, oh, I mean that's sick. But people do that. They did that on the East Coast. I hope they got a law to prevent that. I mean, if you see somebody sick and really need help or something really going on, you should, by nature, it's your duty to help. Do something extreme. I think that in a different way, that is a violation of others' boundaries. You're not helping them. I mean, the point is that if there's a concern, you go to the person directly. It'd be solved. If something serious is going on, you go to the person. You definitely go to them directly. If you have a concern about, like, if some people are concerned about me for the wrong reasons, or there are some people who are, then they should come to me directly, to me in my face and ask me and blah, 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 and it'll solve everything. You don't go behind somebody back. I also think that violation of boundaries includes defamation, trying to prevent someone from succeeding and so on, because it's like it's sick. Because I'm taking the standard word of boundaries and then going to the violation of indirect. It's more like a variety of ways of violation of some others' boundaries, trying to prevent someone from succeeding. Trying to prevent from someone from being successful, like they trying to prevent me from defamation, trying to prevent me from they violating boundaries, getting records or getting people's records or violating confidentiality. That's a violation of a boundary. It's illegal. You know, those laws are common sense. I mean, I have to show evidence when I state my allegations to people, okay? And I always try to be very truthful. But you don't violate somebody's boundaries in order to, because you're concerned about my allegations. Yeah, you do it legally. I mean, unless there's some emergency, as I mentioned, there ain't no emergency with me. I'm aware of reality. They don't know understand that. If someone don't know how to respect someone's boundaries as far and continue like to violate them, like voyeurism, committing a crime, like peeping Tom, install something on their home listening device, or stalk them around, or commit, you know, harassment, and they continuously do it over and over again, they shouldn't be a part of society. They should be put in a hospital or a jail, because those type of people should. Are not capable of, they can be possibly dangerous. If they do it over and over again and they know what the law is and they continue to violate other boundaries and they either, you know, they're going to end up in one of those facilities anyway, or something bad is going to happen. So this is why I mentioned boundaries. We got to respect others' boundaries. My boundaries have to be respected. I have to respect others. But if I see some emergency, like somebody's, you know, like fire or something, yeah, I mean, I'm like, it's my duty to help them, you know, not just sit back and look the other way. I mean, some people are cold. They don't understand when to stop. They're cruel. And that's what I mentioned in previous shows about sociopathy. And previous shows about, and all the volumes. So those are examples of people who don't respect boundaries. Where laws, the laws are to protect us, give us these boundaries because it helps protect us. We can't live in an anarchist world. We don't live in a dictatorship. So the more we violate other boundaries, the more trouble we will have for ourselves, and the more the law will come after us. The more we respect other people's boundaries, the less trouble we'll have for ourselves in our lives personally. The more the law, we'll be in sync with the law, and we'll have a more peace of mind. It has been shown to be true, isn't it? Hopefully, we all learn. We learn to give and take. Good night from Dove Night.